By the spring of 1973, Led Zeppelin was the biggest band in the world. The immediate success of Houses of the Holy made that case even stronger. So naturally, it was time to tour. And on this date, May 4th, 1973, they began a tour billed as the biggest and most profitable rock and roll tour in the history of the United States. Led Zeppelin's U.S. Tour. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Even though Led Zeppelin had toured the United States just the year before, demand was at an all-time high, and it began at Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta with a record crowd of 50,000.
There was a supply, and the demand always outsourced the supply that you could get as far as concerts, and it still would just be sellouts. There was more demand, but we had to move on. You know, we broke records, I know we did.
The next night, they were in Tampa for an even bigger crowd of 55,000 fans, breaking the record for a one-day event for one act previously held by the Beatles at Shea Stadium. The three dates that summer at Madison Square Garden ended up being recorded for The Song Remains the Same film and LP. But this was the tour that really had them living the high life of 70s rock stars. They even had their own private jet, the Starship, emblazoned with the band's logo that got them from gig to gig.
People would go, oh, that was really excessive that they had a plane. Well, it wasn't, because it meant that you could stay in New York, unpack your suitcase, and you could be based in New York while you flew into Philadelphia and you flew to Washington, and it makes sort of sense.
The tour would end up at the time the largest grossing tour in rock history, grossing $4 million for just 36 dates. And it began on this date, May 4th, 1973. Led Zeppelin touring the United States as we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
When you walk that way, but your honey drip, I can't keep away.